WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Hudson County Prosecutor Esther Suarez says she stands behind the probe her office conducted into the sexual assault allegations against a campaign staffer for Governor Murphy, which concluded last year with no charges filed. Suarez called them offensive and irresponsible. Katie Brennan claims Albert Alvarez raped her in April 2017. Suarez says there was DNA evidence found, but it's not strong enough. Alvarez claims no wrongdoing. The case has now been handed over to the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office. The last known case of naturally occurring polio in the U.S. was in 1972. The crippling disease paralyzed limbs and left the infected debilitated for life. There are fears over a rare polio-like illness in kids for which there is no vaccine or treatment. New Jersey 101.5's Patrick Lavery has more on the story.
It is known as AFM, acute flaccid myelitis, and it affects mainly children, although symptoms can show up in adults as well and are similar to that of not only polio, but more contemporary viruses like West Nile. Less than 1 in 1 million get it, so it is rare, but it has shown up in New Jersey 10 times in the last 3 years.
In the Garden State, two cases were reported in August, one in February, one in 2017, and six in 2016. The CDC says it does not know what triggers the disease. We have more details at NJ1015.com. A man and a 92-year-old woman were killed, a third injured in a massive fire in the Browns Mills section of Pemberton Township last night. Laura Smith was pronounced dead at a hospital. The unidentified man died after being pulled from the burning home on Willow Boulevard, and a 59-year-old man is in stable condition. New data from the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute finds healthcare costs continue to rise in New Jersey. CEO Linda Schwimmer says newborn care spiked up in spending by 49%.
Some of that was higher utilization of NICUs, and we know that we have high C-section rates here in New Jersey, so that might be part of it, but that's definitely not the whole question.
Certain types of drugs went up in cost. Outpatient care grew 19% and inpatient care rose 12% in Jersey. She hopes the data will be used to address healthcare spending to make it more affordable. In Maplewood, police are warning residents not to open their doors after a young woman was sexually assaulted in broad daylight inside her home by a man who followed her there and forced his way inside. The attacker remains at large. The puppeteer who has played Big Bird on Sesame Street is retiring after nearly 50 years on the show. Carol Spinney says this Thursday will be his last on the program, which he joined in 1969. In addition to Big Bird, the 84-year-old was also Oscar the Grouch.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy. Hey there, welcome to the weekend. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And I'm trafficologist Bob Williams.
I like the new job title there, Bob. So, been a rough and tough week in the weather center. Yes. With the warmth, then the blusteriness, and of course we had a little hurricane in the middle.
Yeah, you've had your hands full. You look a little tired.
A little exhausted. Yeah. I am ready for a weekend, so how appropriate, that's what we're talking about. And if you've been craving some real fall weather, we've got it coming this weekend. Temperatures have been falling on Friday, and as we move into the weekend, high temperatures for both Saturday and Sunday stuck in the lower 60s. Now, normal for this time of year would be more like mid-60s, so it's below normal, maybe a little bit breezy. There'll be some clouds and some sun. I can't rule out a shower chance on Saturday. Maybe the most notable thing about this forecast, Bob, is our first frost of the season could actually happen Sunday morning, especially the higher elevations in North Jersey and in the middle of the Pine Barrens. It's going to be pretty chilly out there.
Mm-hmm. It's great weather for fall festivals, which continue this weekend. We have plenty of those, including Fright Fest, which continues at Six Flags Great Adventure, and it's the 15th annual Pumpkin Festival at the Salem County Fairgrounds in Woodstown, Friday through Sunday. Hey, New Jersey Transit, heads up. They're rolling out new schedules on many of their lines, including the Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline, Morris and Essex, Montclair, Booton, Maine, and Bergen lines effective on Sunday. Check NJ1015.com for the latest. Hey, the Jets are home again this Sunday at MetLife Stadium against the Colts. It's the 50th anniversary of their one and only Super Bowl win, and they're playing the same team they played 50 years ago, the Colts. And if you want to make it a doubleheader Sunday, you can go see the Devils. They've got their second home game of the season, 7 o'clock at Prudential Center against San Jose.
All right, there you go. So hope you have something to do this weekend. Enjoy the autumn weather, which looks like it's here to stay. Mm-hmm. And remember, traffic and weather updates all day, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Or download our free mobile app for instant notifications.
Have a great weekend. Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.